I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Opening on May 5th, playing the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and the 7th and 8th with matinees, is the King Lear Project. It'll be in IU's Wells Metz Theater, directed by the innovative director Murray McGibbon. And the star is Graham Hopkins, a guest artist. A mission, an innovative piece of theater. Murray, tell us a little bit about the impetus for presenting this and presenting it in what you call OP.
Well, OP stands for Original Pronunciation, and audiences will be hearing the play the way it sounded in 1606 at its first performance before the Court of St. James. If we'd staged it as Shakespeare wrote it, it would play for about 5.5 to 6 hours, I think. So we've trimmed it. I think we've kept all the major themes, the major storyline, and we're trying to bring in the entire play with intermission just around 2 hours. I was quite ignorant about OP, never heard of it before, and I thought, what is this? Did some investigations, and I thought, this sounds absolutely wonderful. I'd just recently gotten grant for to do King Lear from the New Frontiers program, and I thought this would be just wonderful to blend the two together. And so that's how it all started. I then went to Wales to work with David Crystal, who taught me some of the basics, and met up with a director at the Globe Theatre in London, Giles Block, who said, look, you can do this, because I thought, oh, no, I don't know if I can really pull this off. And he said, I did, you can. And so we're leaping into the fray. And I must say I'm very delighted with it, especially having Graham playing King Lear, because he's got a terrific ear and a magnificent voice, and he's conquered the OP beautifully.
Graham, in addition to conquering OP, you have just one of the great roles of theater.
I think that Lear is one of the great classical roles that any classical actor would love to play, so it's a great pleasure to be here on your beautiful campus at IU, playing Lear with a really, really talented bunch of very motivated students, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. Lear is a great challenge. It's one of those great big roles. It's larger than life, and yet at the same time, it's a very human story. It takes us into the heart of a family, and we all know, in either large or small ways, how disruptive family relations can be. And Lear is a big dramatization of a family relationship gone very wrong. I think that received pronunciation, that sort of became popular towards the end of the 20th century, is sometimes a little intimidating when you're listening to Shakespeare. It sounds posh, it sounds grand, it sounds inaccessible, it doesn't sound like us. Whereas the original pronunciation has a much more earthy feel, it's a much more natural feel. It sounds like a lot of the English regional dialects that we hear today. It's a revelation to read the texts with this accent. And to give you one small example, in received pronunciation, you would say, how sharper than the serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. In original pronunciation, you would say, oh, sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. Out of those changed sounds emerge all sorts of rhymes and puns which you're not aware of when you speak in received pronunciation. It's beautiful.
It also makes sense of words that end with love, and the next line would be prove, or prove and love.
Love and prove. I will prove my love to you.
So I think audiences are in for a treat.
We've been talking with director Murray McGibbon and the person who's playing King Lear, Graham Hopkins. The King Lear Project in the Wells Metz Theater, May 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.